Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Adam Epstein, you're listening to 8 Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We wanted to continue our Commanders conversation right now. 833-804-0910. Step up, step down. Had a listener told me he doesn't want to name anybody as a step down. The whole team is going to step up, and they're going to repeat what they did this season, hopefully. 12 wins and a trip to the conference championship game. I'm just so excited for this new look offensive line. We briefly mentioned Laremy Tunsil, who did show up for minicamp after missing OTAs. Connerly on the other side. How much of a step up is Brandon Coleman going to make, moving from tackle to guard, Biotish, and then the return of Sam Cosmi, which I am very much looking forward to. And optimism is starting to grow behind Sam Cosmi making a successful return from the ACL injury. This is what John Keim reported over the weekend from ESPN. Quote, there's definite optimism about the pace of the recovery. What that means for the season is still a little bit early to say. There are still more markers along the way, but it's looking good for Sam Cosmi right now. Everything so far has been looking good. When you watch him do some agility work, he looks good. When you tear an ACL, a lot of time it's the movement from side to side, but I think being a lineman helps him in this situation. You don't have to do maybe as much as skill position guys do. On the other hand, John Keim would go on to say, you've got to rely on those knees and legs to help get yourself some power, but so far so good for Sam Cosmi. And he is a big part of the offensive line. He's the best player on the offensive line. You certainly saw his absence in the Eagles game after getting hurt against the Detroit Lions in last year's NFL postseason. But Commander's Corner here on 8WOD Radio. Who's going to take a step up? Who's going to take a step down? We've had Stubb and our intern come up with a few players. I unfortunately feel like you have to start with Jaden taking a step down because it's just going to be so tough for him statistically to repeat what he did last season. It's not that I don't think he's going to be really good, but he was nearly perfect last year. I mean, we had not seen a completion percentage like that. We hadn't seen a rookie get that great of a touchdown to interception ratio. I mean, all offseason last year, it was Stubb in my ear saying, yeah, well, a rookie quarterbacks, they don't ever win more than 9 games. I predicted 10. Jaden was able to do that. So I kind of think you'll see a slight step down from Jaden, but who's going to take the biggest step up? I don't know about you guys, but I am starting to really believe that's going to be the new addition wide receiver Deebo Samuel. I know that there was the controversy of people saying he looked out of shape running some routes. Last year they said he was overweight playing in the National Football League. I just am not believing any of that. I thought it was so cool that George Kittle and Bobby Wagner came to his support on social media. None of them needed to do that. They're probably not even on Twitter very often, so it's like they seeked it out to make sure that they could let everyone know, hey, we've got Deebo Samuel's back. And when he's at his best, he is an absolute game wrecker. And I really find it hard to believe that he's not going to be close to or at his best this season because it's a contract year. If he's awful, I mean, we could be looking at the end of Deebo Samuel's career, and I don't think that's going to happen because he's still 29 years old. He's still 29 years old and wants desperately to be a Super Bowl champion. So last year, 3 touchdowns, 670 yards. I mean, he's just going to go way above that in my mind because that's not anywhere near what he usually has averaged throughout his entire career, which he spent in San Francisco. So just to recap for everybody, his rookie season, 800 yards and 3 touchdowns. I expect something like that this year. Second year he got hurt, and then 2021 he had his best statistical season, and the 49ers made it all the way to the Super Bowl. 1,400 yards, 6 touchdowns, including an unbelievable nearly 400 yards, 365 on the ground, with 8 touchdowns. I mean, if we got 2021 Deebo Samuel, watch out, NFC. I mean, it's going to be all-day Commanders. So I think Debo's at the top of my list for step up. Let's go behind the glass. We'll start with Stubby. Stub, who's your biggest step up this year?
I feel really good about kind of the O-line as a whole, and especially Brandon Coleman moving back to guard.
Yeah.
I think we could see him be Sam Cosmi level. I mean, he took over left tackle like a champ, even though that wasn't his, you know, defining thing. And as a third-round draft pick, I think going back to what he played in college, if he was that good at tackle, I think he's going to be even better at guard.
I really like that pick because the fact that you're right. He was thrown into left tackle, and like on most teams, he would have still been the starting left tackle because he was good enough. But this is a team that's trying to win it all, a championship contender, an NFC championship game team that's just not a good enough left tackle. Like if this was the Dallas Cowboys from what they did last year, you could have stuck with Brandon Coleman. But this team's trying to take a big step forward, so you move him inside. And I'm hoping it can have the same impact that the Eagles line had when Mekhi Becton went from the outside to the inside. So I really like that answer, Brandon Coleman, and I'm with you on the entire offensive line being a step up from last season. Biff, where are you at here?
Yeah, I mean, I got three. And I know one is your guy, Ben Sinnott. The three that I have, they have to step up. It's not they will. It's like they have to for us to be where we want to be. Ben Sinnott, obviously, John Bates is not the tight end we all thought he would be. And Ben Sinnott, talking about to Quinn, said that he's had a great offseason, so I'm super excited to see what he can do in that offense. Luke McCaffrey, we talked about the little guy. Again, he has to step up with the injury of Noah Brown. Even if he can be in like a quick little slot, yards after catch have been very impressive, fast and aggressive. Leader, too, as well. And then Brian Robinson, he has to step up as well because I worry that Austin Eckler will step down and because of his age and injury. And so if Brian Robinson can limit the turnover ratio that he had last year, that fumble problem, I think those three guys are very, very key in improving this year.
Yeah, and you're right. Those three need to step up, not just for the team's success, or they'll be out of the roster.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael wanted them to draft the tight end this year. I've been saying if Sennett doesn't step up, they'll draft Ertz's replacement or Sennett's replacement next year. I think all of Commanders Nation feels that way about Brian Robinson Jr. I'm totally okay with giving him one more year to prove it and to step up, but you're replacing him next year if that doesn't happen. And Luke McCaffrey, I feel the same way, and I even think Jalen Lane might get more opportunities this year than a Luke McCaffrey, especially with him playing special teams. But it's very interesting about Brian Robinson because I felt like he has been close to like breaking through and getting to the level that we all want him to get to. 797 yards, 733. Then last year, 799. And the 8 touchdowns, right? That was a huge step forward in touchdowns. But his receiving yards took a step back. Can he give us 1,000 yards all-purpose? That's what I'm asking for. And probably double-digit touchdowns if he's going to be your team's starting running back and you're trying to make it to the conference championship game. I mean, I think that's possible. I think that's a goal that he can hit. He has only done that one time in his career, and that was 2023 when Sam Howell was throwing it to him down the sidelines very often. It was like Sam Howell loved the check down, so it worked with Brian Robinson. But in terms of step down, I said Jaden, and I'm hoping that's not the case, but I just think it's just more realistic. Terry stepped down. Maybe Michael's right. He'll get more yards. I don't think he gets 13 touchdowns. Eckler stepped down. Ertz stepped down. And then Bobby Wagner stepped down defensively. I mean, that's like five or six guys that were big, impactful pieces last year. So to deal with that, you're going to need a big step up from Samuel, McCaffrey, B-Rob. And defensively, I'm looking at Frankie Louvu. I like Mikey Sanristil as well, taking a step forward. And then you look at guys that weren't even on the team last year. Can Will Harris be a step up over Jeremy Chinn? That's going to be the difficult one right there, because I just thought that Jeremy Chinn was so good last year as a thumper and stopping the run. Maybe Will Harris is going to be better at creating turnovers and stopping some deep passes downfield. But defensively, who's going to be the big guy to take a step up, a step forward? And a guy that we haven't named yet is Johnny Newton. And that could be crucial for this team, because Johnny Newton, Daron Payne in the middle, I just don't think that's good enough from what we saw last year. Payne, if we get like the 2021 version, yeah. You know, Johnny Newton, if we get the version that would have had him as a first-round pick when he was the Big Ten Player of the Year, then yeah. But there's just a lot of guys that need to step up defensively for this team to take a step forward, and hopefully Jaden's step back is not too far of a step back. Maybe just a slight step back in terms of, I think he will have more interceptions. I mean, it's kind of crazy. He played all 17 games, and he had 9 interceptions for a rookie that threw the ball for more than 3,500 yards. And a few of those, you know, this season could be just a guy dropping the ball or tipping it up. You know, the team actually was pretty decent at not dropping Jaden's passes when he was a rookie. Maybe that was because of his accuracy, or could be luck. There's a lot of luck in football, and some of that could lead to the Commanders having more turnovers this upcoming season. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Who's your step up? Who's your step down? 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can be the quarterback one of this segment. Chime in, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. We're going to continue our Commanders conversation as we've gotten some good tweets over the last 15 minutes. George tweets me, AWOD, tisk tisk. Jaden Daniels, total yards, up. Touchdowns, up. Interceptions, neutral or slight increase. Rushing yards, down. He goes on to talk about Terry McLaurin. Yards up, touchdown slightly down. Deebo Samuel up, Ben Sennett big up. Am I being too negative saying that Jaden Daniels will take a step down this season? Look, he was just iconic as a rookie. I mean, you guys, I hope you know how much of a homer I am, and I even did a bit a couple weeks ago where I said, I think Jaden Daniels could be good enough to make this team 17-0, undefeated. I mean, because he's that kind of playmaker. And, you know, I had a buddy over the weekend tell me, I'm not even a Commanders fan, but I could see myself buying a jersey because I just want to support Jaden Daniels. He's created a newfound energy in this fan base and a lot of joy for me watching this team play on Sundays. I just don't think he can redo what he did as a rookie because so many defensive coordinators are going to be staying up late watching the film, trying to find any little mistake they can find about Jaden Daniels and how you can limit him. But I think Jaden Daniels could take a slight step back, but others could take a step forward. I mean, Stubb talked about the offensive line, and I think that's a great point. He mentioned Brandon Coleman, and I'm super excited to see Laremy Tunsil just go against Abdul Carter, right, of the Giants, or Kayvon Thibodeau, and just look like a man-child versus them. And I really think he can shut down some of the best pass rushers in football that's going to help Jaden have more time in the pocket. But if the offensive line is improved, well, I think you're going to see this team run the ball more. Right, and I think they wanted to run the ball more this year. It just wasn't as successful. And so I think you'll see Jaden probably throw for less yards, but maybe he runs for more yards. But more likely, I think Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler run for more yards. I think the improved offensive line is going to help Jaden hopefully have more time in the pocket. But I really think the improved offensive line, that's going to help the running game more than anything. It's going to help the rushing attack for the Washington Commanders. And so I do think that's what would hopefully help Brian Robinson take a step forward and maybe even like a Deebo Samuel getting an opportunity to run the ball. We just got another tweet that I wanted to read on air. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Commander Lifewave says, AWOD, I'm looking for Luke McCaffrey to make a leap. I totally could see that happening. He is totally committed to working on his craft. His father was a great wide receiver in the NFL. We all know what his brother can do as a running back, but also a pass catcher in the National Football League. This is the same guy that was showing up at 5 a.m. with Jaden Daniels. So I think he's a great option to take a step forward. Will he have the opportunity? That's the question. Will he have the snaps on the field? Well, he's got to make the most of the training camp, the start of training camp, because right now there's no Terry McLaurin. Right now there's a Noah Brown injury. Luke McCaffrey could be like wide receiver two in training camp, catching the ball from Jaden Daniels. That's his opportunity to impress the coaches, and then you can get on the field. Hopefully we get to the regular season. And then Lifewave also said, AWOD, believe it or not, I think Jaden Daniels can be even better due to more time in the system in year two. He is a different beast. I hope that's the case because this might be the last year that he's working with Cliff Kingsbury. I find it unlikely that Cliff would have another season go by in which he does not take an opportunity to be a head coach. Step up or step down. Who you got? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Stubb, is there anything that you wanted to chime in on here with the Commander's Corner?
I'm just so excited for what the O-line can do for so many reasons. I know we're talking about Jaden's rushing yards going down, but a good O-line, that's going to help him scramble and run even further. It's going to help all the running backs go even further. I think that that's just such a core to this team stepping up, and honestly, we could see Jaden's stats go up because of something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what you hope for. And maybe he does have more interceptions, but in turn he gets more touchdowns because there's more opportunity for him to throw the ball downfield. You know, last year this offense was so much hike, throw. Right at the beginning of the year, I mean, it was like a record of he was getting the ball out of his hands in less than 2 seconds. It was just that's the way Cliff Kingsbury wanted to run the offense. Yeah. But I think it was Cliff also just letting everyone know, we've got an offensive line issue that ruined Sam Howell and Ron Rivera's career in Washington. I'm not going to let the sacks ruin Jane Daniels' career. So I wonder if Cliff Kingsbury, with an improved offensive line, will have less plays with a sixth tight end or a sixth offensive lineman as a tight end. Will maybe have less of these quick snap throw plays. I wonder how much of the offensive playbook adjusts with Cliff having more confidence in his offensive line. That's going to be a big thing.
I think another thing to note is I remember a lot of last season, especially later, to your comment of defensive coordinators getting all this tape on Jaden, is there was so much mention of the way he would adapt after halftime. Like, everyone that played with him, all the coaches talked about how Jaden would figure out the scheme against him and work around it. And that's why there were so many second-half comebacks and last-second wins, is because he figured out the defensive coordinators before the game ended.
Yeah, and he's the kind of guy that he will not make the same mistake twice. There were a few games and even a few plays in particular where he missed it on third down, but then he got it on fourth down. Or he had an opportunity in the red zone in the first quarter and didn't get in and then got there in the fourth quarter. I mean, I think about that Philly game where he came back and won 36-33. That was not a great game for him. Like, not at all. Two interceptions. Right, and he might have even had a fumble that game, or somebody else had a fumble. We had a lot of turnovers in that game, but they fought back. Right, it was 21-7 at the end of the first quarter. I remember because I was watching it sidelines at the Siegel Center for a VCU game, and it was just crazy to me how this team kept coming back and back and back, and opportunities that they missed in the first half, they took advantage of in the second half of that game. And then the other thing that like stands out, looking back on some of the stats from last year, Stubb, and we talked about this, when Jaden ran for 35 or more yards, the team was really good. When they as a whole were able to run for 100 yards, they had a great record, right? I mean, I believe it was 9-1 when Jaden Daniels had 35 or more yards, and it might have been like 10-3 when as a team the running backs went over 100 yards, not including Jaden Daniels' rushing yards on the ground. But I do think that he can take a step forward in terms of throwing the ball downfield. I want less designed running plays. If the offensive line is protecting him and nobody's open and he takes off and runs, I'm okay with that like every single play, because you're not most likely to get hurt when people are dropping back in coverage, right? When you got two safeties, they're 30 yards downfield. They're worried about McLaurin and Debo. You know, your linebackers are covering Zach Ertz, and he's ran a 15-yard route. Things are going to open up for Jaden to take off and get 10 yards here and 8 yards there and extend the drive because he gets over the first down line and then gets out of bounds. You are most likely to not get hit, I think, in those scrambling situations there. But when they call these quarterback design keepers, it's just crash on Jaden, right? And I want Cliff Kingsbury to get away from those this season. But hopefully the offense will take a step forward with that offensive line. I do have questions about the defensive line, and that's why we've talked about this. I want another edge rusher in the building before September 7th. And I'm hoping that it's Johnny Newton and Daron Payne taking a step up, because if they don't, I do still think that defensive line in the trenches could be a weakness for the 2025 Washington Commanders. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Live and local here on Mondays from 12 to 3 p.m., recapping all of the sports action. And you can come back and watch the NBA Finals tonight and grab a burger, because it's burger night, back like it never left, back better than before. Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95. We're at bacon and beer cheese, like I like to do, for $3.95. It's time to go around the National Football League with NFL Hits on the Fan.
Every off-season rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So over the weekend, the Saints signed running back Cam Akers to a one-year deal after a minicamp tryout. Not a big deal. But Bengals, sources say, the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have resumed talks on a new contract extension. That's a big deal. That's something to keep an eye on if you're a Commanders fan. I'm hoping those resumed talks go south and the Bengals will once again have to look into trading their disgruntled star pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. As we go around the National Football League with the topic, division champs that are most likely to repeat. Well, the NFC East has not had back-to-back division champions since Donovan McNabb did it in 2002 and 2003. It's been 22 years that this division has not had back-to-back champs. We'll start again in the NFC East here. And look, I do not think it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles winning the division again. And so I think you look at Washington, Dallas, and the New York Giants. If any team were going to change this trend, it could be the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, but I'm going to stick with a 22-year trend here and say that Philadelphia, not very likely to run it back. I think more Washington, and I'm not sleeping on Dallas. As much as I hate Dallas, if Dak Prescott's healthy and they do have some dogs on the line, they could certainly take a big step forward this year. You know, they were 7-10. And they like won games with a couple backup quarterbacks, right? So I think that I could have easily been a 9-8 team if Dak was healthy throughout the season. I could see them being a 12-win team this season. But I think I want to pick the Commanders to win the NFC East, and that is my goal for Washington. At least 10 wins and hosting a home playoff game. The only way you do that is if you finish ahead of the Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants in the NFC East. But I think in terms of the most likely to repeat as division champions, I look at the AFC East here, because I do not like the Miami Dolphins. Once again, they're really going to struggle if Tua has any kind of injuries. And I said this last year, Tua's concussions are going to lead to Coach McDaniel being out of a job. It's just going to happen, and it's unfortunate. And whoever gets lucky to sign him next, I think, will have a great head coach. I don't think he lasts the entire season with the Dolphins. Jets from 5-12, added Aaron Glenn, and the quarterback from the Steelers, Justin Fields, maybe 7 wins. Patriots, I do expect a big leap forward from 4-13 to maybe 7 or 8 wins, but that's why I think the most likely team to repeat as division champions has to be the Buffalo Bills. They won it by 5 games last year. They won it by 5 games, and I don't think anybody in their division really got that much better. So AFC East, most likely to repeat, I'm going Buffalo Bills. AFC West is interesting because you had 3 teams into the postseason for a division that has been so top-heavy for the last 10 years, with the Kansas City Chiefs 15-2. But the Chargers in year 2 with Harbaugh 11-6, right? Denver Broncos, year 1 with Bo Nix 10-7. Vegas, well, Tom Brady's in the building there, and hopefully they will be out of the cellar of the National Football League with that 4-13 record, but I don't expect them to be that much better with Ashton Jeantine. So I think, like, I would say 7 wins, Vegas. Broncos probably would be lucky to win 10 again. Chargers, that's the interesting one there. But again, this is the Kansas City Chiefs. They are the AFC West champions, and they're going for probably like 7 years in a row AFC West champions. I do think they are number 2 on my list here. Number 3, I do not know if I'm going to go with the AFC South. I would probably look at the Detroit Lions, NFC North. I'm expecting a slight step back from Minnesota, a slight step back from Green Bay, and a small step forward from the Chicago Bears. I just think this Lions team has their goal is the Super Bowl. Everybody knows that. They won 15 games. They're bringing the band back together. Yes, they lost coordinators, offense coordinator, defense coordinator, but I still think they're a 12-win team at, like, the low end. I think they probably, you know, they got lucky to win the division by one game with the Vikings at the end of the season there, but I think Detroit probably blows that division away by, like, three-plus games this season. So I would go Detroit next on the list here. It's going to be interesting how the NFC South will play out. Tampa Bay won the division by two games. I think Atlanta is going to be above 500. You know, I don't believe in the Carolina Panthers at all. I don't believe in the New Orleans Saints at all. But if one team's going to surprise me from that division, I think it would be the Panthers if Bryce Young is at least like just a competent quarterback. But I'm going to probably pick Atlanta to win that division. But Tampa, you know, they have a lot of talent there. They still have their quarterback in place. We'll see how losing their coordinator once again affects them. This is now 2 years in a row that the Bucs have lost a coordinator. First guy went to become the Panthers head coach. Next guy, Liam Cohen, goes to become the head coach of the Jaguars. So Tampa Bay is going to have Baker Mayfield work with his, I believe, third offense coordinator in 3 years. That could be an issue for them, and that's why I will pick the Falcons to win that division. That is the NFC South. You look at the NFC West, Seattle 10-7, Rams 10-7. That's going to be a battle once again right there. You know, I'm starting to think the 49ers are going to struggle again. They were my pick to run it from bottom of the division to top of the division, and they would really only need to win four more games for that to happen. But I just am starting to really worry that the Brock Purdy signing was the wrong move and that they're going to be in quarterback hell next year. I mean, is there going to be maybe a late trade for Kirk Cousins? That's what I would have done if I was the 49ers rather than paying Brock Purdy all of that money. Seattle with Sam Darnold, certainly a big question mark right there. I mean, he had 14 wins last year with a Vikings team that was great defensively and had Justin Jefferson. Is he going to have a Justin Jefferson? Nope, because DK Metcalf is gone. Is he going to have as good of a defense? No, I don't think so. And so 10-7 Seattle probably win nine games. Arizona's a big question mark. I don't really see them going over the 10-win mark. And so I do think there's a good chance that the Rams run it back to win that division. That is the NFC West. So we move back to the AFC South. Houston won it by two games, but I am expecting the Colts and the Jags to be better. Tennessee, 3-14 to number one overall pick, Cam Ward. Maybe he gets them to six wins, but I think Jacksonville could take a big leap to nine wins. I think the Colts are going to be very interesting here. I kind of like the skill players that the Colts have, and I like their defense. I just don't like their quarterback. And so, like, that's, I feel like the ceiling for the Colts with their current roster is like nine wins. Anthony Richardson's not getting 10 wins. Daniel Jones not getting 10 wins. Riley Leonard's not getting 10 wins. Maybe Jonathan Taylor has like a bounce back year, and we'll see what tight end Tyler Warren can do in his rookie season with the Indianapolis Colts, a Richmond native, and right behind him, number two on the depth chart, is VCU's own Mo Ali Cox. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck, the home of Burger Night. Back like it never left, back better than before. Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Wanted to take this time right now to say happy belated Father's Day to all the dads that listen to this show. We get a lot of great support here on 910 The Fan from all of the dads in Richmond, Virginia, and even dads all over the DMV who check me out on Saturdays on 106.7 The Fan. Stubby behind the scenes here. I hope your father, Senior Stubb, had a great Father's Day.
Absolutely, yeah. I went down to parents' house, had some burgers and potato salad, and had some good time with them.
So your dad was on the grill on Father's Day?
He was, yeah. He insisted. He likes to cook his burgers.
You know, I saw something that was trending, and it said, I mean, I don't even believe it because I don't believe anything on social media these days, but it said like 78% of dads prefer to cook their own food on the grill on Father's Day rather than be served by someone else. And so I guess your dad is in that category right there. I went to see my dad in Alexandria, and we had a great time. We went to brunch, and we hung out by the waterfront there. In Alexandria, in Old Town, had a great time. And then it took me over 3.5 hours to get home. And Stubb, I'm so tired of Northern Virginia traffic.
Yep.
It's so annoying. It feels like every freaking weekend since Mother's Day, I've had to make a trip to Northern Virginia. I'm so tired of it because now it's gotten to the point where there's traffic for no reason, right? It's a guy on the side of the road. He's not even in an accident, right? He's just pulled over. Oh, people are rubbernecking. I mean, usually when there's traffic, I almost get like a sense of relief at the end of the traffic when you see like a horrific accident, right? Or at the end of the traffic, you see there's construction, and that's why I went from 3 lanes to 1. That was not the case. It was like I would end the traffic, and there'd be nothing there. And then I'd drive another 10 minutes, and then there's more traffic. The backup usually is around Fredericksburg. And as of lately, it's also been around Occoquan. Now, the entire time from Occoquan to Fredericksburg, through Sterling, through all that, was just bumper to bumper. I spent 5.5 hours in the car over the weekend. And that was just including Sunday because of the Northern Virginia traffic. I will not be heading back to Nova anytime soon. I'm sorry, listeners, 106.7 The Fan. I'm very happy in Richmond.
What if your dad's TV stops working? What if he can't get on Netflix? You got to do it.
Now, I told my sister she's going to have to start helping out with some of the technology issues. Because I left yesterday, and my dad called me, and he said, "Oh, no, Amazon Prime's not working. Can you help me out?" I said, "Ariella's there. She's not an idiot. At least I hope so. She can figure that out." But so I had a fun Father's Day while I was with my dad, but then I just lost my mind driving in traffic on the way home. It was the wedding weekend, Stubb, for my sister's my girlfriend's sister, and it was a ton of fun. We had a great time, and I wanted to tell this quick story, Stubb. So, you know, I've talked about how much I'm loving the Vince Vaughn movie Nona, right? And it's starting to go on viral. The actual restaurant that the movie is made out of, these grandmas in, I believe it's Staten Island, has been getting amazing foot traffic from the movie. They're blowing up. And I told you, it's like made me want to reach out to my mom to get some of my grandma's recipes. And I've talked about this. I unfortunately feel like in this country, we're losing recipes. I mean, Michael Irvin talked about it a couple of years ago, because everything's on social media now, and everything's online. People aren't like writing down their grandparents and their great-grandparents' recipes and remaking them like they used to. Well, my girlfriend's aunt is staying with us because of the wedding. And so last night, she taught me and my girlfriend how to make her famous Sunday gravy. She's straight from Italy. And I'm living with a real life Nona this past weekend. It's been so much fun learning from her. So she made rigatoni and meat sauce last night.
Oh my God.
And we were able to film it. And so that now, and it's funny, she didn't, nothing was measured. It was like she grabbed this much Parmesan cheese based off of her claw of a hand. You know, this much basil, this much tomato. It was so funny that she doesn't write anything down. And so the only way to like really get the recipe was to kind of film it and have her, you know, talk while she made it. But it was the best Sunday gravy I've ever had, Stubb.
Oh, I'm sure,
I mean,
dude.
My parents are not Italian. My step-grandfather is, but he was never really, you know, a cook. He would take us to fancy Italian restaurants. But I'm living with a real-life Nona, Stubb, and it's been fun. And so I had legit Sunday gravy last night. Can you believe that?
A Jewish kid from Fairfax
Station had legit Sunday gravy.
That sounds fantastic.
It was great. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was... And just watching her make it, too, was great. And then she said, be prepared. It's going to taste even better the next day.
All right,
so I'm probably going to have it again tonight. It's just so good. Anything else you wanted to bring up on this non-sports segment, Stubby?
While you brought up this recipes thing, finding and doing a food recipe by Googling it and finding articles is the worst thing in the world.
I know.
I hate
it's
them
not,
so much.
That's what I mean by we're losing recipes. That's not a real recipe.
It is horrific when you pull them up and it's like 10 pages of text with 37 ads blocking off your entire screen. And then you're just trying to figure out the recipe. And it's barely. I tell you what, TikTok has been the best place to find recipes. Because there's
no ads.
Now
I'm going to argue that that's even worse stuff.
No, because
now. You're listening to a 14-year-old who's claiming that he makes the best rigatoni. I mean, come on. I'm living with a real life Nona.
I'm not arguing that your system is better.
Uh-huh.
It's probably a bit less accessible to most people. I don't think I have an Italian Nona that can come visit me at any time. I'm just saying, I find great recipes on TikTok. They tell me how to do it. They give me the numbers. I get pictures.
Mom...
It's really helpful.
Does your mom have any of your grandparents' actual legit recipes, though?
I could ask.
Because where is your family from?
Mom, text me if you're listening. Basically everywhere.
Uh-huh.
On a series
but outside
of, my mom,
of this country.
Like, literally, like, Italy, Europe, Sweden, Poland.
Yeah.
It's just a whole gaggle of things. It's nothing super.
So the Nona that I've got staying with me is from the southern tip of Italy. And she, straight from scratch, made rigatoni and meat sauce. And... I mean, it was the best thing I've ever had. I was licking the bowl, Stubb. I was licking the bowl. I mean, I don't care. I'll tell everyone. I was licking the bowl because I never had meat sauce that good. I don't know how she did it. And I'm going to have it again tonight and maybe even on Tuesday night as well. But, Stubb, let's get your mom to maybe send you some recipes so that you're not using TikTok
Look,
as a source.
I'm making some
that's
bangers.
Not great. Oh, yeah? What did you make recently?
Enchilada casserole. That was good.
I've actually seen that on TikTok, and I was like, that sounds awful.
It was not as great.
I don't even like enchiladas to begin with.
Oh, well, that's the problem. You get the Trader Joe's enchilada sauce. Oh, man.
Oh,
now you're cooking.
That's the other thing. Everybody loves Trader Joe's. There's a lot of processed food at Trader Joe's. Well, it's not as good for you as everybody thinks it is.
I mean...
Recently, Trader Joe's has been like the number one, it feels like, on social media, if everybody's talking about it. I mean, I saw one the other day. It was like a lobster... lobster pasta from Trader Joe's.
Seen a lot of that, actually.
Did you read the comments? Everybody
no.
said it led to the runs, which I'm not interested in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Once again, I hope all the dads listening had a terrific Father's Day. If you're like my dad and you had your kid in town, make sure they fix all of the technology issues in your building. I was even on my hands and knees, Stub, duct taping wires to the back of the TV so that it looked prettier for my dad, all right? So I tried to do everything that I can do as a son on Father's
Day. You spent hours on this man's TV.
I know. But I'll tell you, it looked great. I'm so glad that he upgraded his TV. It looks fantastic. And trying to think, we watched a little something. Maybe it was baseball on TV yesterday. Then we went out and had a great brunch. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Hokie Steve is in the building. He'll join us next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.